to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Tiny Friday, y'all.
Happy Tiny Friday.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Quick story from last night's dinner. I thought I needed to express it because it made me chuckle. And okay. You know, when I have stories, I got to... There's no stopping me.
No, it's like money in your pocket.
So here we go.
Okay.
Went out to dinner last night. It's not that big of a deal, but it was just kind of funny. We went to a restaurant that used to serve these painkillers, which are like Hawaiian tropical type drinks with pineapple, rum. And it wasn't on the menu. And that's Dana's favorite drink. So she was like, oh, man, it's not on the menu anymore. I was like, babe, just because it's not on the menu doesn't mean they forgot how to make it.
you could just ask.
Like, this guy behind the bar, we know him. Like he knows how to make it. But what if they don't have the pineapple, Nico, or the coconut? I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, we should start by asking him when he comes around and asks us for a drink order. So, of course, he comes on over. Come on over. And he goes, can I get you guys anything to drink? And Dana goes, I don't see it on the menu, but do you guys still make a painkiller? And he goes, he does this like coy thing where he looks down like he's doing something bad.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think I might be able to make something up for you. And I looked at him and went, oh my God. Who are you trying to?
He's trying to steal your wife.
Who are you trying to fool? Take it easy. I swear to God, he did like an actor move, I might be able to pull some strings for you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, hey, get back there, put some rum in a cup, bro, and make her a drink. Jeez Louise. But it was just a funny occasion, man. When sometimes when, you know, you ask for something that you're used to having and they're like, I think the chef might be able to make up some grilled chicken for you. I don't know. It's like, take it easy.
It's like when Taco Bell took away the double-decker taco. I was like, I know you guys still got the ingredients. Yeah. It's just not on the menu.
Just make it. It's not that hard.
It's just another taco.
What's funny is like that he tried to be so coy about it.
Yeah.
Like
he really tried
to be cutesy.
Yeah. He tried to make it seem like he was doing something above and beyond so that we would throw him an above and beyond tip. Which, hey, I respect. And yes,
it's
yesterday was Tip Your Waiters and Waitresses Day, so hooked him up. But still, I love the way he acted. Like it was such a daring move for him to put together a painkiller.
Maybe he had to cut a fresh pineapple.
Yeah, there was a fresh pineapple in the drink, and I'm sure, you know. If
See,
that didn't
now
exist,
there's knives involved. I mean, there's
knives.
How much? What are we expecting from this?
It was just funny, man. So had a great night last night. Ate some good food.
Where'd you go to dinner?
I would rather not say.
Oh.
Just because it's a place we frequent.
Oh.
I don't want them knowing when we're talking some way about them, because I really like that place and I don't want to ruin that relationship.
Okay. So where'd you go to dinner?
Yeah, it was delicious. 201-495. I'm not going to say my phone number on the radio. Anyway, how was your night last night?
It was fine.
That's great.
I slept. I slept a lot yesterday, actually.
Oh, that's good. You need some sleep.
I am. I'm trying to sleep off this cold. I feel like the more I sleep, the sooner the cold's going to go
away. You sound way better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I'm a little froggy, but I mean, I feel fine.
Way better.
It's just
way better sounding, Cheyenne.
It's because I hawked all the loogies out on the way to work this morning.
Atta
girl. It's not attractive when you have a head cold. You could be a supermodel with a head cold, and it's not going to be cute.
Yeah, congestion and phlegm in general.
It's not a good look.
It's not a beauty. It's not a beauty secret for people.
No, like, it's just get it out. Just get it out.
Let me tell you the reason I'm so hot today. It's because I have snots running down my nose. Yeah.
It's because as soon as these mics shut off, I'm going to hawk a fat loogie.
Yeah. All right, let's get into a show coming up at 7:30. Don't forget about the secret sound. If you want to win those tickets for Morgan Wallen, baby.
He's going to be here in July.
Absolutely.
They could be yours.
Get your tickets. Know the secret sound. Coming up.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Jessica from the Camel Nation reached out to me and said, my cousin is very spicy, Nico.
Oh.
And if you can actually get her on the phone, which she doesn't think I can do.
Okay.
Which I will do. I promise.
Because you're
you.
Persistent.
I will blow her phone up. I want to see how spicy she's going to get.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Let's break some news.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gina?
I'm busy.
Oh.
What is this regarding?
I just have a short message for you. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you.
No, I'm good.
No, it's
Thank
from
you.
Your it's from your cousin Jessica. Gina, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I have news from your cousin Jessica.
No, I'm busy.
Do you have a cousin named Jessica? Am I calling the wrong person?
What is this regarding?
Well, she wanted me to send a message off to you. Okay? Dang.
Okay.
She wanted me...
I don't know you.
I don't know. Shush! It's Nico from Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Can you please just listen to the message? She told me that I have to tell you this message.
Okay.
She wanted me to invite you, and this is nice, so pay attention, to an all-inclusive... All expenses paid trip for two to Pinky Nails and Spa.
Oh my God.
In Scottsdale.
She is so extra.
She's the extra one.
All expenses paid.
Yeah. What do you think? Are we going or what?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I was so rude to you. I was like, who is this? Bothering me.
You were kind of being a pain in the ass.
I'm so sorry. Of course. Of course. Count me in. All expenses paid.
All right. So, Gina, you're in. Cheyenne, are you in?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because Pinky Nails and Spa, it sounds very nice.
It sounds like I want to be there.
And it's in Scottsdale. Is it nice? Is it a nice place?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You feel like a celebrity.
I love that. Love me some celeb treatment.
Okay. Listen, we're coming with you. Okay. If all expenses are paid by Jessica, we're down.
The party of two just got increased to party of four.
Oh my God, I love it. But you got to get like a real pedicure with like color and make it fun.
Say less.
Absolutely.
I'm there. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy that news. Tell Jessica she's a delight. And thank you for hanging out with us on the radio this morning.
Thanks, guys. I'm so sorry. I was such a pain in your butt.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Who would have thought that producer AB Baby would have created... A young lady that is graduating high school at Chaparral, Scottsdale tonight.
It's so weird to think that you're going to have you're an empty nester now.
Kinda.
That's
wild.
I mean,
she ain't going nowhere.
Still.
But that sounds bad. She's going places in life.
Wow.
But literally, physically, she's not like leaving the
state.
She's
going to school locally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have never even thought that you would have reproduced.
Yeah, that kind of got that sentiment from your first statement. And I did want to circle back and put a pin in that. Create some synergy.
No, man, it's so exciting. I remember meeting her, 7 years ago when I first moved here, and literally, she's a small statured person as it is.
Right.
She was, I don't know, she was 10 years old at that time.
Yeah,
she looked like an American Beauty doll.
American
Girl doll. She looked like that. Like, she was so tiny and so cute.
Yeah, we used to buy the clothes for the dolls for her.
So.
Stop, lying. I was like, hold on a second. How big these dolls?
Graduating today, bro. Are you excited for this?
Yeah. Not so much for the ceremony itself because it's going to be outside in the heat, but everything else is cool.
Is it at like their football field?
No, I wish actually. It's at Salt River Fields.
Oh. Well, at least like with the way that the stadium faces, by the time you're there, it's going to the sun's going to be going down anyways, right?
I hope so. I mean, gates open at 5:30. And we have to kind of fight for a position and with our seating.
What do you mean you have to fight for a position?
Well, there's not assigned seats. You just got tickets in. So it's just a free-for-all.
It's general admission.
Of course.
Every parent for themselves.
You guys do tickets for graduation?
Yeah, it costs money too.
What?
They had to get Salt River Field somehow.
You have to pay to watch your kid graduate?
There was no limit, which is cool. She could have bought as many tickets as she wanted.
Yeah. How much were tickets?
$10.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
I like that. A little hustle.
We didn't do tickets.
In the district.
Hey,
right
at least
there's
concessions.
Oh, the concession, that's kind of nice.
Can you get a beer?
I doubt that.
Aww.
We'll see. I'll let you know.
Because they do serve beers at spring training.
Yeah.
Well, of course. This is not that.
Getting lit at high school graduation. I love this.
That'd
Can
be
we
amazing.
Come? Is it too late to get tickets?
A pregame in the parking lot.
Well, the good news is I heard it's going to be 100 degrees today.
Might be more, actually.
I'll be thinking of you in my air-conditioned home.
Are you dressing up?
I'm so torn on that.
You kind of have to. You can't show up in t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah,
I feel like my parents...
The photos after the fact, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so about that, though. So there's no field access.
What?
So I'm used to being able to go down on the field and, like, find your person. You take pictures. Yeah. I did it with my. I did it with cousins. I did it with nieces
you
and nephews.
You meet up with them. The perfect time to meet up with them is right when they're getting their cap from... Because they threw it up in the air.
Yeah. Oh,
so right when they finally find it... That's the perfect time to reconverge with your family.
Yeah, so I'm kind of disappointed about that. I feel like there's no opportunity for that the way they have it set up.
So you get to, like, on the concourse, maybe?
I hope so.
That's
all
wild.
All I know is there's a big senior event, like, at some place. I don't know if it's an arcade or whatever. So, like, I might not even get to see her that, like, afterwards. So, it's weird. I don't know.
I want to come.
I know. I kind of want to go, too.
I know. As terrible as it sounds with the heat.
I know.
I kind of want to come.
I mean, let me know. She might be able to snag two more tickets.
I'm Nico. I walk into places.
Oh, well, hey. Bring a camel badge. Act as if, right? Act as if you're supposed to be there.
I'm media.
I'm covering this graduation.
Just bring an SLR
for my radio show. What's radio?
Right.
Well, man, we're so excited for that's going to be so cool. Not cool, literally. Figuratively.
It'll be sweet.
Literally, it will be hot.
Speaking of sweets, they actually sold those too.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
All right, I got one for you guys this morning.
All right.
Yesterday was my youngest last day of school.
Congratulations, Easton.
He is officially a third grader now.
Woo.
But what I want an amen for is the fact that I got his end of the year report card back. And he finished the school year with all A's.
Straight A's.
Straight A's. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I told him this while we were driving, and I hear him in the backseat go, I'm so proud of myself.
Aww.
And it was the sweetest thing in the entire world.
I'm proud of him, too.
And me, too.
All right, who do we got on the phone?
Sean in Phoenix, you need an amen this morning?
Yeah, it would be for my daughter. She's Air Force. She's in Korea right now and getting ready to test for her sergeant. Already, and she's just 21 and a half.
That's awesome.
I'm the proud dad. Can I get an amen?
Amen. We love that. Well, next time you talk to her, make sure you tell her that we said thank you for your service.
I will. I'll tell her she's on the radio.
Yes, tell her that her story is on the radio. I love that. And I love that you're a proud dad.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, Sean.
You too, guys.
Mike and Awatuki, I hear you've got an amen that you want this morning.
My wife and I have been doing IVF for over 2 years, and we are going on a week-long vacation to Cancun.
That's exciting.
Wow, nice.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We leave tomorrow.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mike from the Took, did you say you guys were working on it for a year now?
Over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Wow, ooh. That's a long time.
Unfortunately.
What a journey, man.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, prayers said. Good luck with it, my friend.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Also, keep us posted.
All right, will do.
If you got something great going on in your life, big or small, it doesn't matter. Call us up, 602-894-5653.
We want to hear about it.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
Hi.
Hey, who's this? Where are you from?
This is Tony from Anthem.
Tony and Anthem. It's time for the secret sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you are call number 8.
Okay, yes.
We do it every morning at 7:30 a.m. This is a huge prize, Cheyenne. The biggest we've ever given away.
Absolutely. It's your chance to win 4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen at State Farm Stadium July 18th. If you can guess the secret sound.
Tony and Anthem, how are we feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
All right, let's do it.
Camel Country 1079.
The secret sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
I'm so excited.
Tony and Anthem is extremely excited, as you can hear. It is time for the secret sound. Tony, what is this sound?
Okay, I think it is... it's like called an auger, which is like a metal drill bit, like going into a tree for like maple syrup.
That is extremely descriptive. And I know that you've been listening to the clues.
Yes,
I have.
100%.
So an auger drill bit going into a tree No, that is not the secret sound.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I see where you're at.
It makes that sound.
It does. It absolutely does.
What a guess, Tony. Thank you so much for playing and keep listening out for those clues. Hopefully you get another shot at it.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Have y'all ever heard of a catch-all bowl?
No.
I am saying that correctly, I think.
Catch-all bowl.
Catch-all bowl?
No. No. What is it?
Allow me to explain.
Okay.
I think on Cheyenne Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's a bowl that's like a junk drawer, but instead of it being a drawer, it's a bowl that you put right there on the countertop, and you throw your keys in it, your wallet. If you have some change from the day, you toss it in the catch-all bowl. And that's why it's called the catch-all bowl.
I have seen such things, but one didn't know it had like an official name.
Yeah.
So that's cool. The idea behind it is a little strange to me.
Okay.
Because like you just, why don't you just put it in the drawer?
It's like a junk drawer. But what if you're not allowed to have a junk drawer like me?
So you're not allowed to have a junk drawer. Do you think you're going to get away with a catch-all
bowl?
Yeah,
there's no way Dana's having it on the counter.
Yeah, no way.
Guys. I've been looking for a solution to the no junk drawer for a long time now.
You know,
I've been
with her for 12 years. That go in the drawer. I feel like her mind would just explode with that, like with all the possibilities, how it could look cool.
Oh, I don't know if those items would be cool in our kitchen, bud. I don't know if that's going to rock and roll with her. Everything has its designated area, and the crap that you put in a junk drawer is not
even if it had like
kitchen.
A sweet like divider thing with
I've
all
tried
kinds of
everything, Abe. So, she will not allow me to have a drawer that has junk in it.
So the bowl on the counter. With
well,
the
here's
junk?
The thing. Hear me out. So I heard about this catch-all bowl, and I was like, "Ooh, you mean I can have a portable junk drawer?" So just in case there's like some friends coming over, some visitors, that's what she really wants to avoid.
Uh-huh.
She wants to avoid clutter and also the aesthetic of the kitchen. I'm like, what if we had a bowl that I could take and put it in another room easily if somebody comes over and then replace it when they leave again?
Such a valid thought process.
Thank
but
you.
Why wouldn't you just Thank put you. It in the drawer?
The drawer's already out of sight.
You guys, I've been fighting the good fight for the junk drawer for years. Scissors don't belong in the kitchen, Nico. Stop being an idiot.
I use scissors in the kitchen all the time.
Literally daily.
All the time.
Who doesn't? Brooklyn Dana. You know what else she doesn't keep in the kitchen?
What?
Batteries. She doesn't keep thumbtacks. She doesn't keep paper clips. She doesn't keep chip clips.
She doesn't keep chip clips in the kitchen?
I lied on that one.
Okay, I was going to say.
We do have the chip clips. They go in the drawer with like the measuring devices.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And the bottle openers, can openers, that's the drawer for that.
But uh-huh.
Definitely not the junk drawer. What about a random pen? If you need a random pen, where are you going to go?
The junk drawer.
Nope, not in my house. You have to go to the office. That's where the pens are.
She's very organized.
It makes me sick. So, what do you guys think? Catch-all bowl?
I don't have an issue with the catch-all drawer, but like...
Not a drawer. It's a bowl.
The bowl.
I already lost the drawer war. The drawer war is over.
I don't have an issue with it, but like, how are you going to present this?
I'm just going to start doing it.
Well...
I'm just grabbing a bowl.
R.I.P. to you.
Grand opening, grand closing.
I'll see how long it lasts. I guarantee you she's going to take one look at it and go... You must be crazy.
You must be out of your mind.
You must be out your damn mind. She's going to turn into an old Southern sheriff. Not in my town. That ain't happening. We'll see. I'll let you guys know, and I'll definitely film it. But the catch-all bowl, what do you guys think? 602-894-5653. Camel Nation, especially if you have one of these, tell me how you implemented it and how it's going with you. Paula's calling us from Chandler. Paula... Now, your team, catch-all bowl, right?
No. I mean, what? Catch-all bowl? No.
Producer AB Baby, didn't you say that she was on Team Nico on this one?
I just say that to get you to answer the phone.
It looks like we have another call coming through. Sorry, Paula.
Now you want to be unfair about this. I'm like, do you know? listen. My husband tried to do the catch-all bowl thing, and it's just, and instead of the catch-all bowl, it became my mixing bowl. And that did not work. Catch-all bowls do not work.
What if it's like a beautiful bowl, though? What if it's like a nice ceramic, like you don't mind having it on the countertop?
And that's your problem. Men do not understand the difference between a catch-all bowl, a mixing bowl, or a punch bowl. That's what the draw is for. You put it in the night, you know, you'll just throw stuff. Oh, the mixing bowl is going to be the catch-all bowl. No. Oh, the punch bowl. The antique punch bowl is going to be the catch-all bowl. No.
You tell him, Paula.
Put everything in the draw.
At least she's got a junk drawer.
She's got a junk drawer.
Okay.
Everybody's got a junk drawer.
All right, so that's what I'll do. I'll just get the catch-all bowl going, and then my wife will be so upset about that. I'll be like, well, it's, you know, we can still have a junk drawer, right, babe? You know, at least it's not as bad as a junk drawer.
That might be
your funeral. We'll work it out. I'm still workshopping it, but thanks, Paula. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. No catch-all bowl.
I finally did it. I was very resistant. I hated the thought of it. I do not like big, chunky cell phones.
You are not a fan.
Even this one right here, I just got the iPhone 16 Pro, and it's chunky. I hate it, number
one. For reference, though, you got to tell the people what you had before you upgraded, because this in itself is wild.
Whenever somebody would scan something off my phone, like at Starbucks, I'd present my phone. They would go, what is that little thing?
It's so tiny.
It was the iPhone 13 Mini.
It looked so small in your hands.
I have baseball mitts attached to my wrists. So when I was getting my new phone, the representative said, do you want to change your number? And I was like, my number is from New Jersey. Uh-huh. It's a random 201 area code. There's no relevance to it. I definitely don't live in New Jersey. Should I take on a nice little 623, a 602, a 480? What do I do? Because I've changed my number in the past out of necessity, and I will explain.
Yeah.
We thought it'd be hilarious on New Year's Eve to get pretty drunk on the radio. It was very late. We were not within the FCC guidelines.
Oh, that's good.
So we're getting loosey-goosey while we're broadcasting live from a nightclub to give out each other's phone numbers on the air.
Oh, no.
No!
So all of a sudden, my phone goes berserk, and I'm like, what in the hell just happened? Romeo just leaked your phone number on the air, and he told everybody to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, no.
No!
I would be livid.
I'd be so angry.
I had to change my number the next day. It was absolute craziness.
That's insane.
So since then, I haven't changed it, and I've grown used to it. I like it.
Yeah. You're attached to it.
I am.
Yeah.
And then I heard about this psychopath sitting in front of us.
It's not me.
You guys always have a way of making it seem like I'm crazy. I think this is a good thing.
I don't think it's a crazy thing.
How?
I just think that it's fascinating.
I'm getting so much spam right now, which is one of the reasons I wanted to change my phone number when he suggested it, but I did not. How the hell have you had the same phone number since the beginning of time cell phones?
I like the number and I didn't want to change it. I really like it.
What is your phone number?
I got you, Romeo.
But you've had this phone number for like 25 years.
Yeah, I've only had two cell phone numbers my whole life. The one before this one and now this one.
That's wild.
The one before, why didn't you carry that over? Was it a prepaid number?
They used to allow, that's how long ago it was.
You weren't able to take it. Yeah.
I switched providers and that wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah.
So that's how long ago it was.
That's crazy.
So once I got this one, after 5 years, it was like, 10 years, it was like, okay, that's kind of cool. 15, 20, all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I'm like probably the only person I know.
You are in so many people's phone books. And you're probably blocked a lot too.
Why would I be blocked?
Who's the nicest person?
I would block him.
You would not.
If you would like to block Abe, his phone number is 602.
Is it an attachment thing or is it just because it's been easy that way? Like you haven't had a reason to change it.
I haven't had a reason to, thankfully. But I also just like the number itself too.
Okay, like what is it?
You guys are good.
He almost said something.
He was tiptoeing around it. I will say I've had my current phone number for about 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And I've also thought about changing it to like a local Arizona area code, but I'm kind of attached to my 509. Because that's like, I'm from Washington State.
Yeah.
Washington, you either have two zip codes. It's either a 206 or a 509. It's split right down the middle.
Wow.
So you always know what side of the state you're from based off of your area code.
50 in New York City.
No.
There's so many phone numbers.
It's
at
not
one
like
point,
that
I was able to get a 212, but I didn't want to change my phone number. And a 212 was like heralded as the phone number to have for cell phones because it's impossible. It's all like landlines and businesses. That's the only turnover they give a 212. They don't give cell phones anymore. But I never pulled the trigger, man. I'm stuck with a 201.
Why are we so attached to area codes?
I don't know.
That's weird.
What does it mean to you, Camel Nation? What does your cell phone mean to you? Do you remember getting that first cell phone number and getting the first bzz, 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 bzz,
and you're like, well, that's me. Like,
it works. 602-894-5653. Call us up. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you guys heard producer AB Baby has had the same phone number for 20 plus years.
It's wild to me. It really is.
25, put some respect on it.
The five's important.
25 years.
That's crazy.
I haven't had anything that long, I don't think, in my entire life.
Honestly, other than my own name, probably not.
Good one, Cheyenne. Yes. I should have thought of that
yep.
one. We got Maddie and Gilbert on the phone. Good morning, Maddie.
Morning, y'all.
Morning, Maddie. What do you think about Abe having this phone number for 25 years?
Oh my gosh. I think it's bananas because I don't really have this like sentimental attachment to my phone number. I remember the most recent time I changed my number is because I was just getting too many spam calls and text messages.
Oh, understandable for sure. I get a new spam call every single day.
Yeah, it's like I was like, okay, I'm just going to change my number. I've done this so many times. The way I look at it is there's social media. If anybody that I really want to contact me needs to contact me, they can just reach out or stop by.
They can DM you?
Yeah.
Okay, so how often do you change your phone number?
Yeah, because you said most recently.
I'm getting like celebrity vibes right now. Are you really Angelina Jolie?
No, like maybe I can't count. I just, anytime something's bugging me and I just want to change my number, I just change it.
I love that.
I love that you can live in that season of your life. It stresses me out thinking that I need to change my phone number.
Yeah, it's giving me anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's making me want to change my phone number.
Well, I'd love that for you.
And if you didn't get the updated phone number, then sorry.
What a way to weed people out, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good way to weed people out. Like, if I haven't talked to you in, like, 3 years... and you reach out and it's not me. Oh, well.
Maddie's like, bye.
Her girlfriend's like, oh my God, I just talked to her yesterday. How fun. We talked about how we're going to go out for breakfast. Let me call her up. No. Hello. You're looking for Maddie.
I feel like she's also the only person that could say new phone, who this, and actually mean it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, never let them know your next move. You know?
You're like James Bond. I love it. Okay, well, good luck changing your phone number again now that we have it. We have her phone number on call ID, right, guys?
Yep. We got it.
Well, for now.
I do not. I feel like a man today.
Well, that's good. I feel like a woman.
You should.
I do.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Happy Tiny Friday. I want to remind everybody before we get out of here where you can find our show, because I've had a few people reach out to me on social media that said, oh man, I missed it.
We go, it's okay. You can listen for free.
You don't ever have to miss it, ever.
Nope. You just got to go to your app store and download the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and then search Nico and Cheyenne, and it's all right there.
All our show is right there.
The entire thing.
It's very cool. And, of course, you can listen to Camel 107.9 whenever you're not listening to Nico and Cheyenne.
You can listen on your smart speaker. You can listen in your car.
On your phone.
No matter where you are.
On the website, camel1079.com. There's so many options, people. Do not pay for a streaming service.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Bad.
Naughty, naughty.
Bad. Don't pay for music. We are a history of people that refuse to pay for music. So why did we start so casually and it was so okay?
I don't know
how these streaming services got us. They were like, for only $1.99 a month, you can listen to anything. $2.99, $3.99,
$4.99,
$5.99, $6.99 a month. Audacy app is free.
All of it.
It's free $99 a month.
It's my favorite kind.
So get it right now, AUDACY, and then follow it up. Double tap it with a little follow on Instagram also, so you can see
what we do.
All the going-ons.
At Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram. Don't do
funny.
It if you're driving.
We okay. do this fun little thing a couple times a week. It's called Studio Snacks, where we try weird snacks.
Yeah.
And we post it on Instagram. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
I was like dry heaving one time. It was not good.
Yeah, it's a risk.
It is sometimes. But we have one lined up today that I think is going to be pretty tasty. So.
All right. So check crossed. That out. At Nico and Cheyenne. Later, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.